of Sefer Parshas Kanzino and Yisrael Mitzvah.
Parshas Hazinu, Shabbat Shuva and Yom Kippur. Let's see how many ideas we can get across. It's unbelievable how the parshas are set in a way to get you into the mood. I just want to focus on one very, very short understanding. At the beginning of Hazinu, it says, Hazina Shmaim Vadaver Vasishma Horitz Imre Fi Yarif Kamota Likri Tizal Ketal Imrasi. The Torah is compared to Motor and Tal. Okay, Motor and Tal. Motor is dew. Motor is rain, sorry, of course. And Tal is dew. Now, the Racham HaKadosh, he mentions Al Pi Halacha and Al Pi Soif that one is referring to Torah Shebichsav and one is referring to Torah Shebal Peh. Okay, Torah Shebichsav is the term of motor of rain, and Torah Shebal Peh is a term of tal. Okay, Ein Shom, very very interesting. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, he learns from there. Al Pisoid, he brings down. Don't think I have one in here. He brings down that from his employer. I don't have it here. There are those who say that it's better not to learn.
Red books right here. Well, fourth shelf. No, to the left.
No, down.
Down.
Top of the... What?
Yeah. It says this. Let's see inside. It's a very, very well-known Aruch Chaim. And the Chassidim are learning for Apia Locha.
How does Chassidim get a Keshe with the Aruch Chaim?
No, I'll be side. It won't work much more upside. Says it like this. He said like this. Knegish de Teres. Teresh Bechsava Teresh Balpe. Negator Shabichsav Oma Likhi, Shashem Nosna Yodri Amishik Silva Esparikim. Negator Shabapa Oma Imrosi, Shane Varnish Nimsa Bamaima Pale Pe. The Kinu Natura Shabichsav Motor, the Torah connected Torah Shabichsav, that is Motor is rain. The Torah Shabapa Tal, and Torah Shabapa is compared to dew. Why? The Fisha Torah Shabichsav I her Ikavi Said Koldova. Very, very important. Fascinating Aruch Chaim. So the main thing, the Torah Shebichsav is the Ikar, the Yisoid Koldova, that is a foundation for everything. The Torah Shebal Peh, him tikkunim v'diktukim sh'enu mufuroshim bo ela nirmozim. It's diktukim and mufuroshim that is only a remez. And it discusses the whole backwards and forwards over here, what's Tal and what's Gesher. What he does bring over here, he talked about Dima Torah Shebal Peh, la Tal k'mo sh'atali mafsik ha'is v'choyrim v'laylo. Tal does not stop day and night, whether it's winter, whether it's summer, there's always Tal. There's no time that is not time. In other words, Torah Shabbat Peh applies the whole time. The whole time. Whether it's night, whether it's day, whether it's winter, whether it's summer. Torah Shabbat Peh, you can learn Gemara, you can learn Mishnayos, whether it's day or night, whenever it is. Masha'enkin, it brings down Torah Shebichsav, is Motor, She'ein no tomid elu b'moisa k'shomim, avalo b'moisa chamal. It only takes place in depends where you live, but in most places, normal places, it only rains in the winter, not in the summer. And there he says, K'moikein ha'mikro hu dafka v'zmanoi ha'muk b'loi yoyim v'loi laylo. So too, Torah Shebichsav is only in a fixed time, but in other words, yoyim v'loi laylo. He says that Torah Shebichsav is doing a day and not doing a night. And from here it brings down that Lachatchila, if a person learning Chumash, or a person is learning Shtai Mikra, or something connected to Torah Shebichsav, he should not do it at night, better to do it during the day. Because it's Mugbal. Torah Shebal Peh, though, is like Tal, it's not Mugbal, it's Yom Avalayla. This is a very, very famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and bring it down to Halacha.
Is there really don't say Tehillim at night?
He says he brings down that it's better to have Shtai Mikra during the day. Again, I'm not passing Halacha L'maisa. There are people who are Makbid, and they're there for the Dafka, they keep Torah Shebal Peh for the night, Torah Shebal Peh for the day.
I asked Machan Seder Shrov, and he said that Bizman is there, we have no Torah, just learn when you can, don't.
And that's not right. Some people say, okay, hold on now, right?
That's a hard
there is, But there is idea behind Tal and Motel. Now, Rabbi Yisai, why is it like that? What's the idea behind this Tal and Motel? Why Torah compared to Tal, or Torah compared to Motel? On a very, very simple basis, one can learn like this, and I think it's my own Pshat, it's like this. There's a major difference between Tal and Motel. Motel, rain works, as we all know, is that it's a whole process. There is a evaporation that comes, basically it comes from the earth, it goes up towards the sky, it collects in the rain clouds, and then again, it rains down on the earth. In other words, it's starting from below, going up, and then coming down again. That's the way rain works. It's known in the process as...
the rain cycle.
The rain cycle. Okay? Fantastic. Okay? Then there is something known as tal. Tal doesn't come down again. Tal is something integral within the ground that gets drawn out from the ground at certain times during the day, early on in the morning. And that comes up from the ground and stays on the ground. Doesn't come up and then down again. Okay? That's the difference. Rain is a cycle from the ground. It gets evaporated into the sky, goes in clouds and comes down again. Tal comes from the ground and it goes up. It's a one way, it's a one direction, doesn't come down again. Okay? That's the difference between Tal and Motel. What's a chiluk? The chiluk is like this. That in most Torah works that I have to, in order to be koina Torah, there has to be an initial work from me. There has to be an initial effort. Igato mitzoso. There's got to be a gear. There's got to be an initial emphasis of my work, my struggle to acquire Torah, and by acquiring Torah like that, I'm koiner it, and it becomes mine. Yeah, that is tal. That is tal. It comes from me. It goes up. In other words, nothing happens unless it's me. Unless I put in the effort. Yigata mitzosa taimin. If I put the yigia. Yeah, if I work taimin, then you can believe it's mine. Okay, that is me. That's tal. And tal is always. That's a whole year round.
This is Torah.
That's Torah. We'll get in a minute. That is Torah. One second. That's tal. That is the idea of tal. That is tal. Tal is Torah which happens a whole year round. In other words, the entire process of Torah generally works. The more effort I put in, the more I can expect to receive. And that's a one-way process. I put in the effort, I get Torah. Okay? Torah is not given to you just done. Masha'in came sometimes, there's an emphasis of Yigata u'mutsoso. There's a mitzir. Am miyageya. I put in the yagia. And a mitzir, what do you mean? Mitzir means I find something. It means you don't find something. I work hard. If I do a business deal, I found something. I didn't find it. I worked on it. I earned it. I gained it. I didn't. You know, how much did you find this year? So how much did you earn this year? A person's working in business. You don't ask him how much did you find this year. Ask him how much he worked, how much he earned. Therefore, why is he gato umutsoso? It's yigato v'revachto. How much you've earned? What's umutsoso? Why you found it? The Torah says sometimes that the amount of effort we put in is not connected to the amount of the result that we actually receive in the end. That is a process of where we put in the yigia, and we work, and from Shemayim, Hashem rains down back down on us. That is motto. Sometimes Torah is, we get much, much more than we're actually putting in. We are actually getting our own work, plus Siyata Dishmaya from Shemayim. Therefore, sometimes Torah is just the amount of work we put in. I work through a sugya. Fine, I have the sugya. Sometimes it's more than just what I'm putting in from Oretz upwards. I put my work from Oretz upwards, and Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in from Shemayim, pours it down, a new Shefa from Shemayim. That is Sef Dishmaya. And that is two levels of Torah. One level of Torah is basically how much you put in, and that's how much you take out. And some levels of Torah is how much you put in, and especially Sef Dishmaya, you get out much, much more than actually you've actually worked on. That is Sef Dishmaya. That's different in Tal and Motel. The whole year round, a person has Tal. There are certain times when a person has Motel. Motel is a Shefa. Motel comes with Tefillah. Motel comes with Sef Dishmaya. Motel comes with Susavus. Motel comes with absolute dedication of MS Vamitoi. Then you get the motto. Then you get Satishmai from Bainu Shloida much, much more than you actually worked on. Many of the Poskim, they refused to Paskin Shailas once they retired, as it were, from Rabbonus. Because they held that the siyat d'shmaya they received from Rabbeinu Shloim, that is what allowed them to come up to emes la'amito, to come up to the real psak. Once they retired, then it wasn't part of their job, it wasn't part of their baruch aleinu, it wasn't part of their parnasa anymore. They never had the siyat d'shmaya, and therefore the psak, even though they remembered everything, but the extra siyat d'shmaya to see psak absolutely come to the very, very final conclusion, they never had that, and therefore they never paskened after they retired. I think they say about the Rebbe Bramsky, he never passed from the halacha after he retired, because he never had that siyat d'shmaya of motor. That is within the Torah. Rabbi Isai, what's in the gate to us? There are times in the year that we work and we work and we work, and the amount we work, that's the amount we take out with our tefillah, with our avodas Hashem. The amount we work, that's how much we take out. That is generally the rest of the year is tal. That's always tal. There's certain times of the year where it's motto. Aseres Yemei Teshuva is absolute motto. What we're doing now is putting in effort. Putting in that effort to Rabbeinu Shleidon. Putting that effort into improving ourselves. And that effort we put in cannot be compared b'chalal to the results. The tshuva we do now in these few days of coming close to Rabbeinu Shleidon and working on ourselves and working on our middos and coming doing an extra koyach of tefillah and working a little bit more on Torah, the result of that is completely irrelevant to the amount of effort we put in. It cannot connect one to the other. Now it's absolute shefes, absolute tal, absolute motto. That is a koyach of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And again, so Parashat Hazina starts off giving us introduction to Aseres Yemei Teshuva, telling me that there's tal and there's motto. Chaparayim, grab on to the opportunity of getting the motto, of working, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a shef adam. If we don't work, it's nothing. We've got to put in our own effort first. But we put in our effort and we work, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Sefer Shemaiah to go much, much further than you'd allow us to come in a regular year. You know, people have a hotline. Yeah, it's very, very hard to get a hold of, or the President of the United States. Very hard to get a hold of. Right? You want to make a major impact on your town. You can't get a hold of him. No way. He's secretaries and letters. He comes to your dining room and he comes to visit you, and he's sitting there in front of you. Here he has the opportunity, mamish, to speak face to face. Grab it. That's Rabbeinu Shleilam. But Yosef Korov, he's right here. Grab it. That is the motto of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Yerav kamoto likhi. Now let's say Yerav kamoto likhi. What's kamoto likhi? Motto is like rain. The other understanding is like this. It says a posuk. I'm not sure exactly the posuk. The posuk says, "V'molo ha'oretz dayo k'mayim hayom machasim." V'mashiach k'mayim hayom machasim. K'mayim layom machasim. That when Mashiach comes, the world will be full of dayo, like water fills up the sea. What's the idea? If you go to the sea and you look from look next to the sea, everything is exactly the same. It's one level. Completely flat, complete level. So a person never been to the sea thinks that if they go in and, you know, where they're standing right now, they put one step in and it's only 5 centimeters deep, then that's how deep the sea is. 5 centimeters deep. It goes out again, that's it. The sea is 5 centimeters deep. He doesn't realize that this is just the beginning of the sea. The sea has all different kinds of depths depending on how much level sand is underneath it. It could be some levels where it could be hundreds of meters deep. It could be levels where there's 50 meters deep. Depending how much sand is dug out from underneath it, that's how deep the sea is going to be. It finds its own level. When Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he'll give the whole, fill the whole world up with Deo. K'mayim hayom achasim. Like the way the water fills up the sea. What's Pshat? However much I dig out of myself to make a base kibble, however much I dig out, get rid of all the shtiyot, get rid of all the rubbish from my personality and from my goyish mentality, and I create a base kibble, a container receptacle to receive the day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how much day will be poured inside me. Ever much I dig out the sand, that's how much I'll be filled up with Chochmah. That is a Mashiach. But even today, with the Shefa we have of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Yerav Kamoto Likhi means when you have rain, and you see the rain beginning of the winter, when you have freshly ploughed fields, freshly ploughed fields all look the same, all empty, they're all barren, nothing growing there. Rain starts growing, and suddenly one field turns beautifully green, and one field still is completely empty. What's the difference? what have you got growing underneath it? Rain brings out who you are. Rain brings out what's been planted underneath it. Yerav Kamot Likhi means Torah has a power not necessarily to make you into a fantastic person. Torah has a power to bring out the Koichos inside you. Don't think for one moment if a person learns Torah does not work in his middos, he automatically turns into a mensch. He doesn't. Torah has a power to bring out. Yerav Kamot Likhi, Torah is like rain. Torah brings out the strength of a person. If a person is not a mensch before he learns Torah, not necessarily, he'll become a refined person because he learns Torah. He's got to work on his middos. Torah is a fantastic power. It's like rain. It brings out the klichos in you. You've got to work on your middos. You've got to work on your tefillah. You've got to work on the chaveiro. Doesn't necessarily mean that if you see a yid who's learned Torah and he behaves that way, look what the Torah does. It's not true. The Torah just brought out the certain elements that are inside him and magnify them. One's got to work on oneself. One's got to work. One can't just stick around and just say, you know, I'll just learn Torah and that's it. It doesn't, of course it does, has a hashpah, but it doesn't have the hashpah necessarily making you an absolutely a refined person. It's got to be refined in the middos before that. Last year I discussed, now I want to focus on that again very briefly, the ideas of Kol Nidre, Night of Kol Nidre. Yeah? Night of Kol Nidre. And I brought some ideas last year and I want to go through them again. I believe they're crucial to understanding the most choshev night of the entire year. We have the night called Kol Nidre night. Now Kol Nidre night is obviously a night of Yom Kippur. It is a night which is more choshev l'chayra than the night, the following night. You know, the following night at that same stage already saying b'hurachum. Yeah, doing Selach Lanu. The night beforehand, we just come from a meal, but we're looking forward towards a day of Kedusha. The next night, we're looking forward to eating and drinking. So therefore, we actually are on a different, greater level, you know, at the beginning of Yom Kippur, facing towards a more Kodesh day than coming out of a day. And that night we call Leil Kol Nidre, the night of Kol Nidre. Now, what is Kol Nidre? What is Kol Nidre? What's the big deal about Kol Nidre? Kol Nidre is a Torah Sanhedrin. Nobody calls Ev Rosh Hashanah Yoim HaTorah Nadorim. And I'm sure you all did the Torah Nadorim every Rosh Hashanah. After Shacharis, all the Torah Nadorim, so leaving Matan Nidui. Yeah, but nobody makes a big deal about it. Throughout the davening, end of the Slichas, wherever it may be, you say Torah Nadorim. Yeah, and nobody makes a big deal. Suddenly, on Erev Yom Kippur, wow, Torah Nadorim, you know, Kol Nidre, and everyone, Kol Nidre, Vesuye, Vikinuye, and all the different things, and this beautiful niggun, and everyone's, the women are crying, what is a big deal? It's basically Hatoras Nadorim, crying out loud, what's so special about it? What's so special about it?
And we actually did it on
Shachar. And we've already done it already, according to many people. We've already done it on Rosh Hashanah. And we're doing it again, Kol Nidre. And Kol Nidre is done for the women who didn't do it, or for the people who didn't come to Shul. No. If you didn't do it then, you could do it then. Do it once a year. It's brought down the Rishonim. And the Goyim already. But what's the idea? Kol Nidre night. You know, Kol Nidre, all the Nadorim, and Nazirus. Oh, Nazirus. You start crying about Nazirus. Rachanuye, and the Kinuye, and big Nadarna. What is all these Rishonim? What does it mean? And why is it so important? What's it all about? So there's a few very, very important ideas behind it. Poshut Kupshuta Berkowitz once said, it's a beginning. Yeah, it's a beginning. It's the beginning of Yom Kippur. That's why people are very emotional. It's a time where we're working on building ourselves, building our next year, saving ourselves from death to life, from Rachman Sam, from Anir Starshiras. People are emotional. They call it Kol Nidre. Yeah, it's Kol Nidre is a beginning. And if we start all the way from the beginning, but it's more than that. It's much, much more than that. Kol Nidre is like this. First of all, Rav Tzvi used to talk about this. Kol Nidre is giving us the appreciation of what we have. In other words, how do we have the koyach to go to Rabbeinu Shalom and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, save us. Rabbeinu Shalom, give us a good year. Rabbeinu Shalom, give us Yat Yishmaya. What koyach do we have to do this? We've done terrible averus. How does a mere Dibor come along and completely change a reality? So that we say we learn from the Dorim. In the Dorim you can have a reality. Everybody else is mitzvah to eat apples. For everyone else is a mitzvah to eat apples, if that's going to help them avoid the Hashem. If I make a neder and I say I will not eat an apple, kainan, Thou will not eat an apple a lie. I will not eat an apple. It becomes us on you. In other words, words can change a reality. When we are standing up before Rabbeinu Shalom on Erev Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur night, we are coming to the appreciation and standing up and saying Rabbeinu Shalom. We are trying to hammer home the point that we can change a reality by mere speech. That is a kliach of Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre is showing us how important it is by just saying something what it can do. It can change an entire reality. That is what we're hoping, that by mere speech it will change an entire reality. That's number one. Number two, the idea is like this, that before you use any tool, it's got to be sharpened. If you have a blunt knife, it's not going to help you. If you have a scissor that's all sticky, it's not going to cut. By Kol Nidre, we stand up and we say, Rabbeinu Shleilam, help us sharpen our tools. A neder shouldn't be a neder, and a shvur shouldn't be a shvur. Use us. We are sharpening our tools. We're getting our weapons ready for the only power we have over Yom Kippur, and that is the Koyach HaDibur. And therefore, we are doing tshuva on all the Vereshuva Peh. We're doing tshuva on all those slightest nduye and any kind of chasu shalom chet we did with our mouth. Rabbeinu Shleilam, take us and purify us and allow our mouths to be the receptacle to be able to use the koyach hadibur to be able to break through those difficult barriers of chet. That is the idea of Kol Nidre. It's a tefillah, as it were. It's an appreciation that we're supposed to have, the koyach hadibur. Number one, that we should get our tools back in shape, and number two, to appreciate that koyach hadibur can actually change reality. But more than anything, Kol Nidre is a reality check. What happens? Why does a person make a neder? Why does a person make a neder? People make a neder because they're inspired. People make a neder because sometimes a situation calls for a neder to be made, and later on, they realize that they're just not holding there. They're not holding there, and they thought they could actually make a neder, and I'm going to make a neder never to do this ever again. And I want to make a neder and have nothing to do with this. And later on, it's impossible. And they have charata for the neder. And once they have charata, you've got to go along and say and re-establish, re-evaluate exactly where you're holding in order to see where you're holding. One second. When you made a neder, what were you thinking? And what are you really? That is a koyach of a neder. A neder, if you learn Masechtos Nedarim, is basically where a person stands up thinking there's somebody else, thinking they can manage to do something that they can't. Later on, they realize they're not at that level, b'chlal, and they try and wriggle the way out of it by them coming to reality check, looking at themselves, and clearly identifying that they're not what they thought they were. That is a neder. Understand? A Pesach for a neder. That's a Pesach. A Pesach is, a person makes a neder, I will never, ever, I know I had once, let's say a person, Rahman al-Islam, had a chicken, yeah, that wasn't 100% kosher, right? We found later on that the chicken wasn't kosher. He was so upset with himself, he said, fine, koinam, I make a neder, I'll never have chicken again. Chicken should be offered to me like a korban. Okay? Works 1 week, works 2 weeks, works 3 weeks, after 4 weeks, he can't anymore. Everyone's having chicken around him, and he's not having chicken. He can't. He goes to the Rav and says to the Rav, and I've got to have chicken. If I would have known how difficult it was not to have chicken, if I would have known that everyone would laugh at me not to have chicken, if I would have known, I've never made a neder. So I said, So you thought beforehand you were okay, and now you find out they actually cannot do without chicken. It's a reality check. Rabbi Isai, we stand up Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yishan says to us, I want you to change. I want you to be a different person. But before you do anything, just realize one thing. There's such a thing called a neder, and there's such a thing called a Pesach neder. Before you make any kabbalas upon yourself, before you commit yourself to anything, know who you are. Make something realistic. Make a neder that is real. Make yourself a commitment that's going to last you. Not that you're going to carry on till after Yom Kippur, or Sukkot, or Chanukah, and the whole thing is gone. I'm going to learn Hilchos Lashon Hara this year. If you can, do it. Adarabha, fantastic. If you can't, then don't make that neder. Don't make that Kabbalah, because it's not going to work. And that's going to make it much, much worse for you. Make a commitment that is absolutely real. That is a koyach. That is a koyach of Kol Nidre. To give us a reality check. To remind us that many people need to be matir neder because they think they're somebody that they aren't. People think they're much higher madrega than they are. Some people think they're much lower madrega than they are. Know who you are. That is all about Yom Kippur. Appreciating, working on finding out who I am and what I'm capable to do. What are my challenges? and what is my aspirations, what is my potential. That is all about Yom Kippur. If you have a challenge, work on it. If you have potential, work on it. That is Yom Kippur. Don't hide behind somebody else. Don't think it's somebody you aren't. And I've said this before, and there's a Mishnah in Bechiris, and the Mishnah says that it's a Mishnah going that I think Mishnah Gevurim and Bechiris that there's a certain halacha that if ein odin roi negar atzmoi, if a kohen has a negar, he's not allowed to pass in his own negar. Okay, ein odin roi negar atzmoi, a person cannot pass in his own negar. He's got to have somebody else passing on his negar. There's another halacha by bechayr. If a kohen has a bechayr, the halacha is a bechayr bal mum, you're allowed to eat. A bechayr that does not have a mum, you've got to bring as a korban. Says the Gemara, a person cannot judge a mum of a bechayr. What's the difference? In Saras, there's a mum that you have, but you don't want to see. You're not believed for that. On bechayr, there's a mum that you don't have, and you want to see it. Yeah, by bechor it's better for you not to have them to have a mum, and it's rather better for you not to have the mum. In both cases, a person not believe themselves. Sometimes a person says, "Ah, I'm absolutely fine." No, you're not. Ein odin roi negar atzmoi. Go and get outside verification for that. Some other person says, "Oi, what am I? I'm such a thicko. I can't learn." No, you can. It's an ein gerete mum. It's a mum that you've spoken into yourself. It's not a correct mum. Get that outside verification. Kol Nigre is about appreciating, knowing your Madrega. Rabbi Shlom, who was it? I think it was Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld used to fast a lot. He used to fast a lot. He brought them from Sfarim how many often he used to fast. The Meril Diskin, his Rebbe, once saw him fasting. Said, "What are you doing? What are you doing? You got to eat. A Talmud Chacham's got to eat." No. So you're not up today. You're not up to fasting. You've got to eat. You're not in this fasting thing. You should be eating. Take this apple and eat it. And he made him force him to eat the apple. You know, you hear Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. His Rebbe knew what level he was. He wasn't up to there fasting. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the God of Lador. But there's certain times where you need outside verification. Where am I holding? Who am I? No, there's grace of chumras, big chumras, but they're nothing. They're hollow. Know who you are. That's the idea of Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre night. Focus on who you are. Focus on koyach ha-dibur. Focus on how much you've changed reality of other people through your speech. Do teshuva on that. Know whether when you speak you can change a whole year from a terrible year, chas v'sholem, to a wonderful year. By koyach ha-dibur, change your reality like a neder can change your reality. But more important and most important, make a Kabbalah that can last. Make a Kabbalah that is real. Know what your potential is. Know what your challenges are. And know that you have to do something that's really going to change, that's really going to be binding. I heard a myriad story this week. Some people can make a Kabbalah and it can really last and change their life. I heard this on Rosh Hashanah from this Charish, the Rav of Avishonim, Ramat Beit Shemesh. He said he had a friend who had a great uncle who was in an old age home. And he used to go visit him quite often. And every time he visited him, at mealtime, he used to over-salt his food. He used to pour salt all over his food very liberally, much too much salt. And he could see clearly that, you know, he used to be upset that he put too much, you know, he wasn't enjoying the food. He could see he wasn't enjoying it. So he asked him, "What are you doing?" "That's a mistake." But every time he'd do the same thing. Every time he'd have a beautiful piece of chicken or something and he'd pour salt all over it. You know, he'd take it, he'd have ice cream, he'd pour salt over it. "What are you doing out there?" So he asked him again and again. No, he kept, he didn't want to say. "So tell me." Eventually he broke down and he said, "I'll tell you. I was in the First World War. And I was fighting in the trenches. And I noticed an enemy soldier creeping up towards me and climbing into my trench with his gun about to shoot me. So I was down and I jumped up to my bayonet and I sliced his neck with it. And as the soldier was dying, I heard him shout, 'Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.'" It was an enemy soldier, a Jew from the enemy side. It probably was the Germans against the French. I don't know exactly what the story was. But it was a Jewish soldier fighting him. And there's a chiv deraisa. Habola holkuchol hashkim nahorgoi. You know, he did exactly the right thing. The person tried to kill you, you have to kill him first. But he said, "Can you imagine? I'm sitting in a trench with bodies all around and a stench of burning of dead flesh. And mud and dirt, and the sound of war, and I killed a Jew. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I killed a Jew. I snuffed out a Jewish neshama. Of course I had to. I made the Kabbalah then and there that I will never in my life enjoy food as a kapara for the fact that I killed another Jew. And from that time on, I always oversalt my food that I should never ever enjoy the food I eat. This Rabbi Yisai was not a Rosh Hashiva. This is not a God Lador. This is a very simple Jew. A very simple Jew. I doubt he could learn Gemara. I doubt he could learn a Shtickl Rambam. It's a simple Jew. He made the Kabbalah that lasted him a lifetime. These are real people. You normally know if you're real, the Kabbalah you make, if the Kabbalah is realistic, and a Kabbalah will last till next Yom Kippur, that is a Kabbalah. That is a real Kabbalah. That is who you really are. And that's called Nidre. Called Nidre is knowing who you are. Building yourself step by step by making a Kabbalah that is absolutely concrete. Whatever it may be, Rishach asked Rishach, what Kabbalah should he make? If any Kabbalah you make, half it, and then half it again, and keep that Kabbalah. You know what Rishach's Kabbalah was when Yom Kippur?
Bench from
a bencher.
Till Pesach.
Till Pesach. Was it till Pesach? Yeah?
No, I'm sure it said Pesach.
Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. But, till Pesach. That was it. You know, measure Shach's Kabbalah. I'm never ever chashon v'mahara on anything besides Torah. It wasn't. It was Shach, he knew. Yeah? And we have to work on this Kabbalah. That's Kol Nidre. Giving us that appreciation. It's got to be like you're saying Kol Nidre. Yom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Ba'al Einu L'Toivo. From this Yom Kippur till next Yom Kippur, that is when you know it's really real. And that is a koyach of Kol Nidre night. It's not just the fact that we're starting off Kol Nidre night with that. It's the idea of the koyach HaDibur. It's a koyach HaDibur can change a reality. It's a koyach of doing tshuva with HaDibur. And it's a koyach of making a Kabbalah that will last and actually change our life forever and ever.